Right now, we're going to recap this week's Board of Education meeting, as we have Board President Skip Altig joining us in the studio, and Director of Finance for North Platte Public School District, Stuart Simpson, joining us in the studio as well. Guys, thanks for taking some time for us.
Oh, you're welcome, and good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good to see. Now, good to see, too, Mr. Altig, that you have a better mask of choice this time than when I saw you last time. You had that horrendous Broncos mask that you had borrowed from a colleague of yours.
Actually, yeah. Well, it's mine. Yes, but I have a North Platte mask today.
I like that one a little bit better, but I suppose even the Broncos one gets the job done.
So. Oh, absolutely.
Now, recapping the Board of Education meeting on Monday, it was a pretty quick meeting all in all, I would say. Wouldn't you, Mr. Altig?
Yeah, it was a pretty average meeting, I would think. We had a couple presentations, one about our new preschool that we have at Buffalo, which is outstanding. I just want to say that. I was just, when we toured it the week before, all of the things that they have going on that they will be doing with the students, specifically outside and inside.
Yeah.
It's just great. And personal note, I'll have a grandson that will be attending there. So
You'll be getting firsthand reports.
Oh, yes, absolutely I will be. But it's great, and it's just one of the things that we continue to do to build, to educate our students in North Platte.
Absolutely, yeah. Stuart, that facility looks amazing.
You know, what Peggy Romchek and her staff did in actually recruiting a few other people to help create that outdoor learning classroom was phenomenal. And what they did just to make it a better area for our, you know, four-year-olds to play in is great. And, you know, the development of that whole facility, you can just see it. Dr. Hansen had a great vision. And all of a sudden, now it's coming together and you're going, wow. That's all I can say.
Holy cow.
Yeah, when it's totally finished with the stage that they're going to build and the other little areas that we're going to have our high school construction class actually do.
Oh, yeah.
When that is finished, I think it will be tremendous. Even better than it is now, if that can be. Yeah.
Now, we did hear at the meeting that there, and like you mentioned too, guys, there is a bit of an outdoor learning center. Was that the goal before the coronavirus chaos took over? Because Peggy did bring up a good point. Our youth don't get to spend enough time outside, so obviously that helps out more in the coronavirus world, but was that a goal previously too?
Yeah, I believe so, because all of that, the idea of moving the students from Buffalo to Lincoln, which they make that a three-track school, which we are going to actually tour next month.
Right, right.
That started well before the virus issue.
Okay.
And so that was all in the planning, and it has come to fruition. And I'm really, again, I'm going to go back to being excited about it and all the things we do. And I'm really interested to see how Lincoln is with their going back to a three-track school. And we will see that next month. And I'm certain we'll have a report this fall on it.
Yes, yes. I think as you see the developments around the district, you know, we're continually trying to create opportunities for students in that outdoor learning center. As it finally came together with Peggy's vision and Dr. Hansen's vision, I was like, now I'm understanding. And students do need to get out a lot more and be able to play. And we do have playground equipment age appropriate, but I think just being able to play on those type of areas is just a little different dynamic, which will help the students develop.
And it's very educationally coordinated as well. Yep. They're not only playing, but they're learning while they're out there.
Yep. Yeah, they're playing, but it's a learning type of play.
Right.
So, absolutely. Again, we're talking about the Board of Education, North Platte Public School District Board of Education on Monday evening. A lot of general housekeeping items that went along with it, including the rundown on the American Civics at the beginning of the meeting.
Correct. Well, actually, that was a separate meeting in itself. State statutes started last year about every school district has to have the American Civics Committee that oversees the implementation of the state statute that actually our local Senator Groney was the one who initiated, that students are learning about specific parts of the country. It has to do with holidays and that type of thing, and also fitting into the social studies as far as their standards. Mm-hmm. All of that works together. Principals and the directors, Trent Benjamin, Vicki Carlson, make sure all that is happening, and then that's presented to the board. We look at it, oversee it, and then we sign off that it's happening. And you have to have two a year. We had one in May, and then we had one in just Monday night, and we opened for public comment both times, and there were none. So everybody must think we're doing well with that. And I think we're doing a tremendous job again with that, following that state statute.
Absolutely. And that brings to mind as well, you both had a legislative update at the Board of Education meeting on Monday as well. You guys kind of tag-teamed that. So, Stuart, what's the latest that may be affecting our local school district out of the Nebraska unicameral?
I think Skip and I have been watching LB 1107. This was a modification bill that came forward late in the session during these last few weeks after a property tax bill failed. And so Senator Stinnard sort of put it together in support of the governor to get property tax relief to patrons, as well as the Imagine Act that businesses deal with. So it was a combination of both. But I was getting reports from my association about how this will affect schools. And at this point in time, we're not seeing a whole lot, but Skip and I are really, truly watching that piece of legislation as it goes through the final reading today and then signed by the governor, and then in the process, how that will affect us down the road. And Skip was saying something good before we came in here, so I'll turn it over to him.
I'm on this Nebraska State School Board's legislative committee, and we meet actually via Zoom every Monday during the state legislative committee, and this came up a couple weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago, I guess, that this was going to occur, the group of senators trying to get something through, and it's going to pass. The issue with it that we see that affects schools is some of it is relying on money that might be out there in a few years.
Hypothetical.
No guarantee it could be. And that's the thing that schools are worry about, that say, okay, you're going to get X amount of dollars in 3 years, but there's no guarantee that money could be there. But they will have 3 years to work on it. Mm-hmm. So the incentive, I think it's going to, in the end, be okay. But we're just going to have to watch it to make sure.
Time will tell with this. Obviously, talk about LB 1107. I think that's primarily the big one in the short amount of time our senators reconvened that may impact our local school district. I think everything else either faded off to the wayside at the state legislature or will be addressed possibly down the road.
Right. And the other thing is that, you know, we're going to conclude today, and then in 3-4 months here, all of a sudden they're going to start back up with the next legislative session. And we have our senator here that has two more years on his term, and then he'll be term limited out. We're going to watch a few other senators, you know, as in Senator Chambers. Obviously, he's been a big dynamic force at the legislature, his term limited out this year.
And, so, and the governor will
be term.
Yeah. In 2 years.
This is true.
So as Skip had said, this is going to be over a 3-year period. This could really, as they term limit out and that continues on, it'll be interesting to watch what happens with that legislation and how it moves forward with new people at the legislature as well as the governor's office.
Changing gears here, Skip, obviously Dr. Hansen had a presentation as well Monday about the back-to-school plan. Obviously, it's been an ever-revolving, changing world of the coronavirus and getting our students back into the classroom while keeping them and staff safe, obviously, and keep the community safe. With the increase in the community risk dial, obviously, Dr. Hansen presented some changes. Masks will be required, but that was pretty much the only hot topic, I think, for the back-to-school plan.
Well, I have to give a lot of credit to Dr. Hansen, to Stuart, to directors, to the principals. They actually been working on a plan since March 12th.
Yes.
When we went total to e-learning. And the plan that Dr. Hansen and his group came up with is very specific, specifically following the dial, whether it's green, yellow, orange, or red. Then each principal came up with a specific one for his or her building on how to handle these things. And if people want to know exactly, all you have to do is get on the website. You can find out the overall one. Then you can find each individual building of how it's going to handle exits, starting times. You know, their example, I have a granddaughter to be at Eisenhower. K and 1 will come out one door. 3, 4 will come out one door.
Sure.
Excuse me. K1 will come out one door. 2, 3 will come out one door. And 4, 5 will come out another door. As far as coming, so there isn't all that intermingling. Every school, and I've read them all, every school has really done a tremendous job and under the guidance, but we need kids in school.
Absolutely.
There are so many great advantages to kids being in school. And like I can know from my own grandchildren that they don't have any trouble wearing a mask. Mm-hmm. They really don't. I probably have more trouble wearing a mask than they do.
We all do sometimes,
right.
But
right.
The world we live in. So, and Stuart, one thing I found interesting about this back-to-school plan as well is although the community risk dial may be in one setting, that doesn't mean that every school within the district is within that setting. Each school has their own setting and different factors into that.
You know, obviously, we're watching West Central District Health on that risk dial. And really, I guess we want to say from the district's perspective, first of all, since we're in Orange, you know, and we've already implemented mask wearing. We're going to stay in Orange until that dial relaxes for
sure.
A while. Because we, from the district point of view, and as Skip knows with his grandchildren, we don't want kids, this week I have to have a mask, next week I don't have to mask. And back and forth. We want to say this is what's going to happen. But then as we look each individual building, there's going to be a lot of dynamics going into it. You know, are all the students in attendance? We have over 200 students remote learning right now. So what's going to happen in those buildings? What are staff doing? So we'll be even looking individually at buildings. Can we hold sessions here? Because if an elementary classroom doesn't have a teacher, what's going to happen? And do we have to go remote at that point in time? So it's going to be a day-by-day, week-by-week process about, you know, can, as we educate our students, and like Skip said, we want those students in because that social-emotional piece is very... is useful and is needed.
Absolutely.
And
is
absolutely critical.
Right. And critical.
Necessity.
Thank you. That's what I was looking for.
It is critical. You've all kinds of studies about socialization of kids in school, specifically whether it's pre-kindergarten, kindergarten, or even high school. That's an essential part of developing. And the more that we can keep them there, and they can learn, the better off they will be, and better off their education will be.
And that's forever. That's not
They're
just
correct.
As a student. That's
right.
Not just high school, college. That's lifelong.
Wrong. Correct. So. Absolutely correct.
Skip Altig, Stuart Simpson joining us in the studio discussing our Board of Education meeting that occurred on Monday. Gentlemen, anything else you'd like to mention from the meeting?
I think we did have a presentation by Mr. Siegel for the high school.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Ayers for middle school, and then
Lindsay Douglas from Eisenhower.
Which I think it just, you know, reassured the board, let them know that our principals have put in a lot of work on these, as well as letting the public know how much work and time has gone into those.
Yeah, and that was the point I was making earlier, how every principal, because each building is so unique,
mm-hmm.
that each one isn't going to fit everybody. So they all had to develop their own specific areas on starting and ending and how things would be handled. And that presentation was excellent by all three of them.
It's not a one-size-fits-all. It might be the same school district, but so many different factors for each building and each education.
Unless every building was exactly the same.
Right.
They are clearly not.
No, well... you know, our newest building is the high school, and that was 2003.
And another dynamic.
And the oldest is Cody.
Cody.
Which is...
1929.
My goodness.
Well, plus two. I mean, you have 200 kids at Cody, but then you have 1,200 kids at the high school.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Apples and oranges.
Apples and oranges and different types, you know, students coming in. Kindergartens compared to 12th graders.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. Well, and one end, guys, too, as we conclude our Board of Education meeting recap, positive news here, we are fully staffed for the 2020-2021 school year.
Yeah, we are, for the first time, and Stuart probably knows that, several years. We've had several that we could not fill, and as of Friday, we had it all filled, and I'll give Kevin Mills, our Human Resource Director, a lot of kudos for making sure that that happened, and everybody else, and we are full, and we're ready to go. New teachers started last week. The veteran teachers came back this week, and then on Monday, we will have a majority of the students, and then the preschool will not start till the 24th.
Right.
So once the 24th rolls around, then we have everybody, pre-K all the way through 12th, that'll be in our buildings, and hopefully they will stay there.
Absolutely. Knock on wood, fingers crossed.
As well as our activities
are going right now. Yeah. Football is going, volleyball is going, golf, I assume.
Practices started up on Monday.
Football's had training on and off for
Ever since they were able to come back after July 1.
Yeah, with the weight lifting and all of that.
Sure.
So all of that's going very well. Nice in the heat.
Yeah.
They're baking away out
there. Oh, yeah, because they are meeting in the late afternoon, early evening.
Right.
So.
Yep. Right. Yep. Well, it's our band is out there, too.
Correct.
They were out there practicing, too.
And so. All of the activities are really, really want to get back going.
Oh, they absolutely.
Really, that's another part of high school, you know. As the NSIA says, it's the other half of education, our activities. And the kids want it, and their coaches and directors want it.
And the community wants it.
Yes. Absolutely.
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 So, gentlemen, we appreciate the time this morning. Look forward to seeing you guys again at next month's meeting.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
More coming up on KODY's Mugs in the Morning after a quick break.